I'm Stan Deaton with the Georgia Historical Society. The U.S. Constitution has always been contentious. Our sacred charter was born in controversy and remains so to this day. Georgia elected 6 delegates to the Constitutional Convention in Philadelphia in the summer of 1787. Only 4 went, and only 2, Abraham Baldwin and William Few, signed the final document. The convention, chaired by George Washington, had the authority to revise the Articles of Confederation. It went far beyond that. Instead, after 4 fractious months and grudging compromise, the 55 delegates produced an entirely new system of governing, with 3 independent branches of government. The small states feared being swallowed up by the larger ones, and many people objected to what was missing, a Bill of Rights. Would 9 states ratify it and make the new government a reality? No one knew, but it was sure to be a tough fight. Georgia called a special convention in Augusta to consider the proposed charter. The delegates voted unanimously to ratify the new U.S. Constitution, the 4th state to do so, on January 2, 1788, today in Georgia history.
Today in Georgia History is made possible by support from Georgia Power and is a joint production of the Georgia Historical Society and Georgia Public Broadcasting. For more on this topic, go to todayingeorgiahistory.org. Georgia Power, serving our state for more than 140 years.